Firsto, all the news you need to start your day.
Good morning, you're listening to News Talk with me, Shane Beatty. It's Monday, March 16th. I hope you're well. Coming up.
Understand the capacity of a mother's love is the greatest collision of my life.
Oscars coming home. Jesse Buckley makes history in Hollywood. And all flights suspended at Dubai Airport. Plus, we've all the other news making the headlines and the latest in sport and entertainment. First up this morning, Jessie Buckley has won Best Actress at the Oscars, the first Irish woman to win the coveted prize. It's the latest in a number of major awards she's won for her performance in Hamlet. Dubliner Richard Baynham received his third Oscar for his visual effects work on Avatar: Fire and Ash. One battle after another was the big winner of the night, scooping six prizes, including Best Picture, Director, Adapted Screenplay and the New Casting category. In her speech, Jessie Buckley dedicated the award to the beautiful chaos of a mother's heart.
To get to know this incandescent woman and journey to understand the capacity of a mother's love is the greatest collision of my life.
Taoiseach Simon Harris says the win overnight is a great day for Ireland.
The entire country is so proud of her. Jessie is not just an incredible actress, which she clearly is, but she's also an incredible ambassador for our country and all that is good about Ireland. Everybody right across Ireland is extraordinarily proud of Jessie on this amazing accomplishment.
In other news, flights have been suspended at Dubai International Airport. It's believed a drone hit a fuel tank, starting a fire. More than 2,000 aerial attacks are estimated to have hit the wider Gulf region since the outbreak of the war involving Israel, the US and Iran. Meanwhile, Donald Trump is demanding NATO allies help to reopen the Strait of Hormuz, a key shipping route for oil. But speaking to CBS News, Iran's Foreign Minister Abbas Araghchi says it's not Iran, but American aggression that has closed the strait.
This is up to our military to decide, and they have already decided to let a group of vessels belongs to different countries to pass in a safe and secure. So we provide them security to pass because we have not closed this strait. They are not coming themselves because of the insecurity which is there because of the aggression by the US.
Meanwhile, President Catherine Conley has warned against what she calls the normalisation of war. In her first St. Patrick's Day message, she says the Irish are a people who understand that peace is not merely the absence of war, but the presence of justice. President Conley says St. Patrick's story reminds us to have compassion for those affected by the challenges facing the world.
A Corja, wherever you are celebrating St. Patrick's Day, may I send you my warmest wishes for a day of festivities and perhaps reflection too. As we celebrate our special day, let us look to the future with hope, determination, a renewed respect for our shared humanity, and use our voice to promote justice and peace in our world.
The Taoiseach has discussed increased collaboration to combat cyber attacks with the British Prime Minister and acknowledged Ireland must build on its resilience. It follows a cyber attack by an Iranian-linked group on the medical devices company Stryker last week, which impacted its global workforce. The company employs 4,000 people in Cork. Taoiseach Micheál Martin says the government is aware of the threat posed by hackers.
Obviously, the war in the Middle East gives an added dimension to it, but it's been constant. Cyber warfare has been constant over quite a number of years, and so we have to build up our defences, but bear in mind that those very said companies, particularly on the technology side, give Ireland a lot of strength as well.
A man in his 50s is due in court today over a €5.25 million drug seizure in Monaghan. The cocaine was discovered when cars were stopped and a business premises searched on Friday under Operation Tara. He's expected before a sitting of Monaghan District Court later. A woman in her 40s has been released without charge. Most primary school children don't enjoy their hot school meals and half of the food is thrown away. Over 500,000 children are now getting a meal through their school at lunchtime, but a new survey finds parents are critical of the food and the way it's presented. The survey, commissioned by Fine Gael, got almost 8,000 responses to a questionnaire on what's working and what isn't. Fine Gael Senator Linda Nelson-Murray says it's important to see what needs to be improved before extending the scheme to secondary schools.
We have to take into consideration that the tender documents at the moment only allow you go for hot food or cold food, and maybe we should be mixing that so that you can have cold food, like a roll, like fruit. And then when we're looking at nutrition versus consumption, We have to make sure that the children like the food as well as it being nutritious. So I would strongly encourage that we do focus groups with the children to make sure they're liking what is coming in before it's rolled out into secondary schools.
Gerry Adams is to take the stand in London later in a civil trial brought by three men injured in separate IRA bomb attacks. They're all suing the former Sinn Féin president, claiming he was involved, at least on a strategic level, in decisions that led to the blasts. They're seeking symbolic damages of £1. Mr. Adams always has denied any role in the provisional IRA. In entertainment news, back to the Oscars, and Ireland was pipped at the post for Best Animated Short Film, with Retirement Plan losing out to The Girl Who Cried Pearls. The first award on the night was for Best Supporting Actress, which went to 75-year-old Amy Madigan for Weapons, 40 years after her last Oscar nomination back in 1986. She says she is just one person she really has to thank.
The most important is my beloved Ed. Who's been with me forever, and that's a long-ass time, and none of this would mean anything if he wasn't by my side. So thank you very much. I'm very overwhelmed.
And in sport, in soccer, Brentford manager Keith Andrews says his players have dusted themselves down after the disappointment of crashing out of the FA Cup and are focused on a strong Premier League finish now. They lost to West Ham on penalties in the fifth round of the competition last Monday. Tonight, they can keep their European hopes alive with a win against Wolves. And Andrews says the lack of a cup distraction could actually be helpful.
Now, you know very clearly that you've got 9 games to go, so makes it pretty simple in terms of our preparation, in terms of what it looks like up until the break. After the break, we have an extra week. So we'll try and use that time well.
And that is First Up for this morning. Please start your day with us again here tomorrow. In the meantime, you can check out all the news you need on newstalk.com.